Ladies and gentlemen, the World Wide Web proudly presents, recorded live in Chicagoland, USA.
Go Cubbies!
Shut up!
A new episode of the podcast, Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport, with your hosts, Luke Ski and Carrie Dolby.
Everything's a song.
Everything's a song. Just take a look around you.
You just can't go wrong.
You just can't go wrong. The possibilities may astound you.
This is the part where we speak instead of sing, right?
Because
that's the point of having a podcast.
Yes.
It's not that we're recording singing. We're recording speaking.
Speaking.
For those of you just tuning in, which is all of you, I was not happy to find out that I'm being forced to sing during this, so, yeah.
Yes, because you've had to put so much work into this so far.
Shut up.
So,
hey, I had the idea, so.
Yes, this is Luke Ski, and with me is
Carrie Dolby.
And Carrie Dolby, about over a year or so ago, decided that she wanted to have a podcast, but she didn't want to have to actually do any work.
No, so I wanted a podcast, but I wanted someone to play off of, and I wanted someone's fan base to leech off of.
And you wanted someone else to do all the work, so all you had to do was show up and talk, and, you know, someone else would do all the recording and all the posting and all the web work and all of the promotion.
That helps, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why this podcast exists.
Well, you know, I just thought it would be a good thing to have a podcast with you, because we both listen to podcasts, and I don't know a lot of other people who both listen to podcasts and talk about the fact that they listen to podcasts. So, you know, me and Luke would like talk about our podcasts that we listen to, and I made him listen to certain ones that he'd never heard before. And, you know, we're kind of podcast friends.
We're pod pals.
Yay.
TM.
And why did we choose to call it Bad Rapport?
Because that's what you said you wanted it to be called.
I don't even remember coming up with the name, but yeah, I don't think we have a very good rapport. So, of course, you know, looking this up online recently, I found out technically you're not supposed to say bad rapport. You either have a rapport or you don't have a rapport. So already right off the bat, we're super non-Englishy.
Plus the fact that rapport is a stupid word that's spelled differently than it should be spelled.
It's French.
It's there you go. Freaking frogs ruin everything. All right. So anyway, we decided to start off this first episode by, you know, explaining, you know, why we're doing this podcast by, you know, basically coming out and admitting that there's nothing about this podcast, I think, that's going to be very original.
I will agree with you on that.
Yeah. We're essentially basing our podcast on, you know, the collective. We're kind of collectively ripping off all the podcasts we listen to into one thing, just because
we want a podcast too, damn
yeah,
it.
Damn it.
And a soapbox. So
yeah.
Here we are. Thanks for listening. Bye, folks. Talk to you later.
So we're going to. I made a list of the podcasts I listen to, and I'm going to start off by mentioning the newest of these podcasts. They're only three episodes in as of this recording. A couple friends of ours started a podcast called Blasted Bill and Moonbeam's Pod of Destiny.
It's a terrific podcast. I really enjoy listening to it because I am good friends with Blasted Bill and Moonbeam, and so it's kind of like this one-sided friendship where I'm getting to know them better without them getting to, yeah. So,
well, the thing that made me, you know, kind of stand up and take notice was the fact that, as I said before, you came up to me, you know, just over a year ago saying, hey, let's do a podcast, and, you know, we can call it Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. We registered badrapport.com, and then we never got around to actually doing the podcast. And then just, you know, a handful of weeks ago, suddenly, you know, it's Blasted Bill and Moonbeam's Pod of Destiny. And I was like, damn it. Now
yeah,
it's going to, now when we do ours, it's totally going to seem like we're copying them, even though we had the idea a long time ago.
But that's okay. We're copying everyone else, so
yeah,
we can copy
so
them too.
The thing that's about Blasted Bill and Moonbeam's Pod of Destiny, besides, as you mentioned, it very much helps when listening to be a friend of those two people, because otherwise you might not fully grasp, you know, what's going on or what they're talking about. But they named it the Pot of Destiny, and the thing I like about that is, besides the Tenacious D reference, is Destiny means destination. So they aren't just, like, sitting around like we are in a little room, you know, recording this. They take their handheld recorder and, oh, we're going to go shopping at Whole Foods today. We're going to go to Costco.
It was Trader Joe's, not Whole Foods.
Oh, Trader Joe's, excuse me.
My favorite episode so far was the one where they drove around a farm in a golf cart.
Yeah.
And so...
And Dan fell out.
I'd actually be really honored to... Yes, he fell out several times, Moonbeam's husband. So I'd actually be very honored to rip off that podcast if we ever have a chance to do something on location with some device that we have not purchased.
You know,
yet.
It would be great at perhaps, you know, MarsCon or PinguinCon. We could do, you know, Luke and Bill and Moonbeam and Carrie's bad rapport of destiny.
That would rock.
Yeah,
we'll have to see if they're down with that.
All right. Anyway, so
the next one on the list that we are ripping off is
Manic Mondays, which is dead. Thank you. Good night.
It's one of my favorite podcasts of all time and the first one I ever listened to.
Yes, hosted by Devo Spice. Basically, it was kind of a 20-minute version of a Dr. Demento style of show where he would play, you know, 3 to 4 songs, comedy music once a week that you could download on Monday mornings. And he did a really good job keeping up with what was happening in the funny music world, playing new tracks. He, of course, played lots of stuff by me and stuff by Carrie.
And I was able to get introduced to several comedy music artists that I'd never heard of before through that show. One of my favorite comedy music artists I was introduced to through Manic Mondays, and we will be playing a song from that artist later. So
yes, and one of the... probably the most popular recurring segment, which happened virtually every week, was called News of the Stupid. And I'm doing the umming and awing thing a lot. So far, I'm really annoyed with myself with being like,
hopefully if we have the podcast long enough, you can learn not to be like that.
Yeah,
it'll be a life skill for you.
Yes. So anyway, you know, Devo decided recently, because he's just too busy, he wanted to bring Manic Mondays to an end because he just didn't have the time for it, and he didn't want to, you know, do it half-assed. He didn't want to hand it off to a never-ending series of guest DJs, which is what I was hoping he would do, because I certainly would have been willing to be one of those guys.
Yes,
but
I was strongly hoping for that as well, to keep it alive.
Yeah, but it was his baby, and he decided to drown it in the bathtub. So,
that's my husband Josh's line, by the way. Luke totally stole that.
I totally stole that from Josh, but we'll be paying tribute to Josh later. But you know, I'm assuming it's still out there to be listened to, probably at the Mad Music Archive website or at their website, manicmondays.net, so you could hear old episodes. And if you're new to the whole funny music world, you can get caught up on the past however many 4 years of episodes. How many episodes were there? Like
228. And you probably can go on iTunes or whatever your podcast catcher is and probably download all of them. I think it's still there.
Yeah.
So do that.
And moving on to the next podcast, something that was on Manic Mondays quite a lot were songs from The Funny Music Project, a.k.a. The Fump.
Yes.
TheFump.com, TheFump.com. Carrie, why don't you tell them all about The Funny Music Project?
The Funny Music Project was started by Rob Balder with the help of Devo Spice, and it's primarily run by Devo Spice, and... it is a thing where you can get free funny music twice a week, sometimes more. And if you go to the sideshow section, you can get free funny music every day. As in, you know, there's a new thing posted every day. So it's a great resource for free funny music.
Yes, basically, if you like the Dr. Demento Show or Weird Al Yankovic or Tenacious D or Flight of the Conchords or, you know, Lonely Island, if you're into funny music... you know, the fump.com will be the bee's knees to you. So go get familiar with it. And we're going to right now play a song from the fump.com featuring both myself and Carrie Dalby, appropriately enough.
Yes.
So here is our most recent submission. It's not on the main page anymore. It's posted over a month ago. So now it's in the archive section. So you have to pay a huge whopping 99 cents if you want to download it for free. But you can listen to it
for free.
That didn't make any sense.
You can listen to it multiple times for free. You can't download it for free anymore. You have to, if you want to download it, you have to pay 99 cents.
Yes, but you can listen to it for free.
Would you like to say the news story that inspired the song for those that haven't heard it?
Oh, yes. I'm assuming by now it's a bit of old news, but I woke up one morning on a Monday, read the news that the Marvel Comics, you know, entertainment, you know, thing that exists. What do you call it?
Company? I don't know.
Company, corporate, whatever. Marvel Comics was bought by the Disney company for $4 billion. And, you know, by the time I woke up, people were already abuzz. You know, fanboys were already kind of freaking out about, oh my God, Disney's going to be bought by, or Marvel's going to be bought by Disney. They're going to ruin everything. Blah. So I immediately stepped away from the computers, you know, knowing that the way the internet is, there's going to be tons of jokes and images and things happening. And I'm like, all right, I know I can write a song about this. And I got inspired. I thought up the song. I wrote it within a few hours. 4 days later, I managed to get the completed posted song up at thefump.com with the help of Tom Smith and Carrie Dalby and various others. Chris Mazzalesta, I think he mixed it for us. So, anyway, so here is the song. Yeah, let me slide over here to the keyboard. And here we go.
Yes, superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney. All the freaking fanboys are all throwing such a tizzy. Spider-Man left Mary Jane for Miss McGuire Lizzie.
Superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney.
Because of the recession, Marvel Comics was a wreck. Then one day Mickey came along and wrote a suffix check. And now the mutants are the tourists roaming Disneyland.
And Iron Man's in rehab and he's dressed as Peter Pan.
Superheroes owned by Marvel now on Disney's funk sales.
Punisher and Pinocchio are gonna go and hunt whales.
Uncle Scrooge and Bruce Banner will do a show called Hulk Tales.
Superheroes owned by Marvel now on Disney's funk sales.
Bruce Banner, Banner, Smash, Hulk Smash.
Bruce Banner, Banner, Smash, Hulk Smash.
Smash, Hulk Smash.
Fantastic Four is staying at Seven Dwarfs' residence. Captain America hangs at the Hall of Presidents.
Jessica as Electra, Roger Rabbit says woohoo! And Belle the Beauty got confused because now her beast is blue.
Oh, superheroes owned by Marvel, Disney has acquired us. We must go along with it or else the mouse will fire us.
X-Men, all the Jonas Brothers, Stormers, Miley Cyrus.
Superheroes owned by Marvel, Disney has acquired us.
Mickey Mouse.
Howard the Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Howard the Duck.
You know, I was going to suggest doing a crossover with the Secret of Nim, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
Ghost Rider's in the Haunted Mansion hanging with
Betty.
And you'll be finding Namor out at Epcot in the seas. And if they use it carefully, it could be enterprising.
For example.
Ah, yes?
With great power comes great merchandising. Oh, just look at my cute little talking Wolverine Stitch doll.
You've got a problem, Bob? Me gonna la Krista!
Cause
superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney. All the freaking fanboys are all throwing such a tizzy.
If it gets too crappy, you can always switch to DC.
Superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney.
Gorsh, it's clobbering time.
Yay. And Luke very nearly missed having me in that song because I was days away from Arizona trip with my husband and I. And very nearly was sung by Luke entirely instead of me. So if you like it the way it is, then, you know, realize it could have been different.
Yes.
I know. I'm very profound. I know. People listen to this podcast to hear the profundity of Carrie.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
Remember
that? Remember when we were recording the song and you said that one line, you know, had too many words for you to
too
say
many syllables,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to take out the words Don Bluth. It was supposed to be Don Bluth's The Secret of Nim.
Oh yeah.
And you refused to say Don Bluth, so I had to make it just The Secret of Nim.
No, you offered to take Don Bluth out of there.
No, you refused to say the words any faster.
No.
So basically, one of the first comments I got was from our friend Gabe, who was like, you know, you guys, you know, The Secret of Nim wasn't actually a Disney film. It was by Don Bluth. That's a common mistake. You know, like me, the animation major, you know, like me, the guy who went to college to become an animator is not aware of what films are Disney and what films are not Disney.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the whole point of the joke. So basically, I'm getting, you know, flack from fanboys who think I don't know my facts because you refuse to say a line faster.
You said, well, you could take the Don Bluth out of there if you can't say it faster. I said, okay, I'll do that. He's doing a revisionist. See, we're having our first tiff on live-ish on this podcast.
No, I specifically remember you saying that it was impossible for you to say the line any faster.
No.
Yes, and then and
you
so,
offered
and I've
to
been
take
to,
it
I've
on.
Been to I've no no. What I was doing was like, gee, we're gonna. Do I really want to start a fight with Carrie over getting her to say this line faster, or do I just want to make it easier for her so that we can get this done quick? Because you had already expressed at least a couple of times that you couldn't say the line any faster. So I decided to say, well, I could do this, and you said, okay, so that we could get a move on.
Yes.
And ever since then, you're like, oh, it's impossible to say the line that fast. I've said it live in concert, you know, a handful of times since the song came out.
I can't speak that fast. Sorry. How well do you know me? Did you really think I could speak that fast?
You did Grease Wars. There's a lot of fast stuff in that.
Anyways, so we'll figure out a better way eventually to record the podcast. I can see that you guys is probably turning your volume down for the songs and or up for the speaking or pulling your eardrums out, one of the
three.
I
could probably make those adjustments myself so that everything seems more on the same level.
Well,
we'll see.
You know, either way, what I said, you know, stands as that we will get the hang of this as we do more and more.
Please, in general, we want your feedback to know how it sounds on your end so that we can do this in a way that, you know, makes it tolerable to listen to. Because if we have a motto here at Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport, it's shoot for tolerable.
Yes. I would want to mention, even though these aren't on the list, and I do want to mention a couple shows that inspired the name, though. The Awful Show and The Mediocre Show kind of inspired the name of the show.
I haven't heard of The Mediocre Show.
I've never listened to The Mediocre Show. I have listened to The Awful Show, which features our friends Sea Monkey and Sea Monkette, as well as Keys and The Mike and many other cool people. So I wanted to have a name of a podcast that automatically implies that it sucks. So that if you get something good out of it, you know, then you'll feel lucky. So moving on, another podcast that we're stealing blatantly from is called Paul and Storm Talk About Some Stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
There.
So, which is, you know, one of the greatest names for our podcast ever.
Yes, it is my favorite name of a podcast ever.
Yeah, Bill and Moonbeam almost went with calling their stuff some, you know, rip-off version of that title. I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Right,
so,
me too.
But the aspect of Paul and Storm's podcast that that was kind of the most direct thing in here, you know, ironically, was that at the time when Carrie got this idea, I was living in Kenosha, Wisconsin, while Carrie lives in the Andersonville area of Chicago. And the way Paul and Storm do their podcast, because one lives in Philadelphia, the other lives in Washington, D.C., when they're not out touring, they figured out a way to each, at their own home studios, set up so that basically they're both talking on the cell phone with each other while recording their own voices.
Talking into a professional recording mic.
Yeah. So then one sends their audio file saved to the other, and then they get mixed together, and then voila, it sounds like they're, you know, right there next to each other when they're, in fact, hundreds of miles apart.
Yep.
So Carrie said, we can use that method to record our podcast because it would be too inconvenient for us to, you know, one to travel to the other's place, you know, once every couple of weeks or so to do this.
Fast forward a year.
So fast forward a year. I am now living in Des Plaines, Illinois,
a suburb
of Chicago.
Yay.
Not too far from where Carrie works. So now that whole aspect of the of our podcast is out the window because it's no longer inconvenient for us to be at the same place at the same time to record this thing.
We'll probably record from separate abodes at some point just for the hell of it. Oh, by the way, we'll be swearing on this podcast.
Yes.
We'll also be playing songs that has swears. So if you is under 18, then don't tell your parents. I mean, if you're under 18, then you shouldn't be listening to this. Or if you're easily offended, you also shouldn't be listening to this.
Yeah.
What's next?
The Scope which is suddenly I want to impersonate Shane and just be like, next is The Scope. It is one of everybody's favorite podcasts. It has Jared, who is at the board, Adam, who is frequently not there, and Shane, who is a fan favorite. I love the way Shane is always like, Molly, she's a fan favorite. It's like, where are the polls that choose who the fan favorites are?
Hey, like
that Molly gets to be the fan favorite. I think Earl is the fan favorite.
Earl is probably the fan favorite of The Scope. But yes, The Scope is a good nerdy podcast that you should listen to, especially if you are nerdy and or like sports.
Earl should start a podcast called Wingard Soapbox.
Yeah.
And just like, it'll just be like 2 minutes a week of him ranting about whatever the hell he feels like. I would love to have a podcast like that.
Yeah, I download that just to listen to his voice. He has the unique voice.
But anyway, The Scope is very pop culture oriented. They're often, you know, they're weekly covering, you know, what's new in music, what's new in movies, what's new in technology. You know, what's you know, they even talk about sports from time to time. It's a pretty, you know, well-rounded show. You know, with Jared and Shane and Adam there. In fact, I think what we should do is you and I should claim that Adam is the third host of Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport, because he'd be here about as often as he appears. You know, on The Scope. Maybe a little more on The Scope.
But no, that's okay. I'm kind of afraid of him because he's always upset about something or angry.
He and I agree on a lot of stuff, though. So
yeah.
So yeah. Anyway. So yeah. So the Scope is, I think, you know, what we'd be ripping off from them. You know, obviously, I'm going to probably want to talk about a lot of pop culture-y things. You know, movies and stuff. So, you know, TV shows. So, you know, it probably won't be as structured as they do it, but
yeah,
you know, we'll probably be talking about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I should probably mention this about The Scope. They were kind enough, you know, from time to time I've called in and left messages for them on their voicemail hotline, or I've been on the show when they recorded at Convergence. They always record on Saturdays, and I'm never able to be in the Twin Cities on a Saturday unless I'm at a con, in which case I can't go to Jared's house and record The Scope.
And they're probably there too.
Yeah, exactly. So they had a big blowout over the first Transformers movie a couple of years ago, because for people of, you know, my very specific demographic, you know, like 35-year-old males and about around then, you know, those of us who grew up in Transformers, we were kind of perturbed by what all had gone down, you know, a couple of years ago. And then, of course, this past summer, there was the sequel, and I kind of figured they're probably going to...
Yeah, but you enjoyed those movies.
Well, it's... It's well, I won't go into...
He's in the closet.
The point is this, that they were going to do another episode where they were going to review the second Transformers movie, and I had been kind of pleading with Jared, hey, you know, please let me call in or Skype in and be one of the people commenting on the movie. So they agreed and said yes. So I basically took notes on the film. I went to the internet. I looked up information so that I could be like totally prepared for this, because, you know, I was just going to be Skyping in on my end, not being able to see what's going on, just hearing other people's conversation. So, you know, during the recording of that, I, you know, somebody made a comment about something, and I'm like, oh, well, it says here in my notes that blah, blah, blah. And I think it was Jared said, wait, you have notes? And I said, yeah. And he's like, wow, why don't you have a podcast? And at the time, I was thinking, well,
yeah,
eventually I will.
I think I remember that. As long as we're talking about podcasts we've remotely guest hosted on, I will mention another podcast that I know you've only heard a couple times, but it's called Smitecast. It's a really, really cool podcast by my friend Randy Porter. And in fact, it is now called Crazy Like a Snake, and it is not called Smitecast. But it probably won't retain the name Crazy Like a Snake, because I know Randy better than pretty much anyone else in the world knows Randy. And he changes his names of his things a lot. So it's been called That Other Vegas Podcast. It's been called Smitecast. It's currently going by Crazy Like a Snake. It will probably return to Smitecast at some point. But it's a wonderful podcast where they play just... He plays just really random novelty music that's you probably never heard before. Mostly like goofy 70s, like weird commercials and just... like some of the most obscure shit you could ever listen to. And he also rants and is silly and talks about conspiracies and boobs. So that's a great podcast, and I have guest hosted on it twice, and I'm guest hosting it on it again soon. If you like listening to my voice, you get to do so more if you tune into Crazy Like a Snake.
Yes. So next is, I'll mention this one. I'll mention one really quick, and then I'll let you talk about the one after that. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. That's probably, of all the podcasts we're mentioning, the one we're not really ripping off at all.
But we feel compelled to mention it, yes, because we've been listening to it for a long time, and it is by a friend of ours, and it is cool, especially if you have kids.
Yes, it's created by Grant Bachoco and Doug Price, and it is kind of a Rocky and Bullwinkle type of, you know, Peabody and Sherman, you know, time travel, educational kind of thing, but it's, you know, really funny. It's, you know, family friendly, obviously. And, you know, it's one of those things where they're, you know, playing with history, historical figures, the premises. There's a scientist named Dr. Floyd, the world's most brilliant scientist. He has a young protege named Dr. Grant, their robot chips, and some other ancillary characters.
There's a lot of guest stars, yeah, and they're actual stars.
Yeah, well, let me finish explaining the premise. Dr. Steve is the arch nemesis, an evil bad guy who kind of talks like this, Dr. Steve. And then he has his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget. And Fidget's kind of the fan favorite. So the dastardly Dr. Steve stole one of Dr. Floyd's time travel devices, and he's using it to go back in time to steal historical artifacts and then bring them to the present, where he can then sell them on eBay and make lots of money. So this is they just wrapped up their seventh season, and they've you know, done all kinds of great, funny episodes. Back in season 3, I guest starred as P.T. Barnum, history's greatest self-promoter.
Yes.
So that kind of seemed perfect typecasting for me, and I got to use my, you know, big, you know, I got to back away from the mic. My big voice, you know, P.T. Barnum here. Come one, come all. So, you know, that was pretty awesome.
Yes, I got to guest star in a live version of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd at Dragon Con, but I think it never made it to the actual podcast because there's some recording issues, unfortunately.
Are you talking about the one where it was like he's at the con and then he meets me and he's...
I don't know, but all I know is that me and JKD were singing in it.
Was Devo Spice playing a Klingon?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
maybe. I don't know. I have a bad memory. I'm old.
I think what happened with that is that there's a video version of it on the website, but he didn't make it into an audio version for the podcast. Okay. So it exists.
Okay. moving on.
So and then we have In the Stream with Mishki, Carrie.
Yeah, so the aforementioned Randy introduced me to T.D. Mishki, who is a amazing former radio host, now a webcast/podcast host. And he is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the funniest, most interesting, most random, most, you know, enlightening and just like goofy, weird thing on my iPod. So... he does a show 5 times a week. If you want to listen live, it's at 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can go to citypages.com/Mishki to listen to that. Or if you want to do the podcast version, you just search for In the Stream with Mishki, M-I-S-C-H-K-E. And both me and Luke are huge fans.
I was fortunate enough to have been.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, been a guest on his show once. So if you're interested in hearing me talking to him about funny music and stuff for about an hour, you can look up that episode from, I think it was sometime in May of 2009.
I was silently attempting to murder him during the entire day, and took me a couple days before I could get past my jealousy enough to actually listen to that episode. I was filled with murderous jealousy over that.
But yeah, Mishki's very stream of consciousness. He basically reports on what's happening in the news.
Lots of interviews.
Yeah, but what he does with the news stories is he'll kind of start off with the news stories as a jumping off point, and then he'll just kind of start embellishing his own conclusion to what happened in the news. Yes. and it just goes, you know, all kinds of crazy directions.
You know, if you hate Minnesota or the Twin Cities or St. Paul, then you won't like it because a lot of it is about the Twin Cities, Minnesota, or St. Paul. But, you know, you should listen to it otherwise.
So. Yeah, he improvises songs on the air. He'll use his desk, like, rap on it with his hands and, you know, like, play it like a drum. And then he'll, like, make up songs about whatever he's talking about. And, yeah. And there's also a Blogspot archive of the many of the shows from the previous 16 years he spent on the radio on KSTP.
And we listen to those, too, because we're completest geeks.
Yes, so I'll put the link up to that as well, just so that people can hear that older stuff.
So before we play our next song, I'll do a quick shout out to some of my other favorite podcasts, none of which need the advertising, but a very, very close second favorite podcast of mine is officially called the Savage Love Podcast, but it's known as the Savage Love Cast, and it's a very X-rated show where longtime sex columnist Dan Savage gives sex advice to people that call in. Sometimes also relationship advice, and it's kinky, bizarre, random, and Dan Savage is right about everything. He's also freaking hilarious, so you should definitely, everyone over 18 should definitely listen to Savage Lovecast. Also, you know, Stuff You Should Know is an amazing podcast with two people that have an amazing rapport, Josh and Chuck. And you should listen to that if you want to know stuff. The Bitterest Pill, Dan Klass, KLASS, awesome. The Bitterest Pill Premium is worth the $4 a month. And The Moth Podcast, good storytelling. The Onion Radio News, awesome fake news. And, yeah, these are the ones that I find worth mentioning, so.
Yeah, and we're going to, like I said, go to badrapport.com and click on the link for this page, whatever. We're going to have all these things listed is the point. I'm going to get all
we'll
the links.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it'll be up there so that that'd be the easy way to direct everyone to where all these podcasts are.
And if we get really technical, maybe if you press the center button on your iPod enough times, you can get the information directly on your iPod if you have an iPod. Hopefully our illustrious web mistress, Sarah Trice, will be able to help us get some of the technical schmo stuff down.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to play an amazing artist that I was introduced to through the Manic Mondays podcast.
Yes.
And his name is
Schaefer the Dark Lord,
also known as STD.
Yes. And he has a new album out called Manslaughterer. And unfortunately, neither Carrie or myself have a copy of this album yet. I intend to order one once I can get to the bank and get some bills paid. And hopefully if I got, you know, $20 left over, I can order it.
And I'm just waiting for it to show up on iTunes.
Yeah. So probably in a future episode, we'll be doing a review of that album. But yes. Judging by the Facebook updates and tweets of Insane Ian, it's incredibly awesome.
I can't fucking wait. I can't tell how much me and Josh love Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
So this song describes both Luke and I. And should we play it?
Yeah, let's just play it.
Let's just play it.
Schaefer the Dark Lord on Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport!
Yay!
My cat people, throw your paws in the air. Go meow, 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 meow. And wave them all around, but do it like you care. Go meow, 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 meow. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, here. Little kitty lifts her front paw, washes her ear. Tickle on her whisker, little cattle attacks. She'll grab your wrist with the front claws and kick with the back. And she can swipe like this, back off and attack her with the hiss. And the kitty's moaning, owns ya, oh no, did you know there's ammonia in her piss? Let me stroke your fur, let me hear your purr, kitty cat. Oh my god, you're so cute, damn it, look at that. Arching your back high, flashing the cat eye. Fighting with mice with 9 lives, I can never die. For some, our cats are less like pets than our kids. And we worship them like the ancient Egyptians did. And we are
cat
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right now, all the kitties in the house, show the fangs in your mouth as you pounce on a mouse.
Cat people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the little bitty claws on the little kitty paws, get down, round of applause.
Cat people.
No dogs allowed, but we're proud and we meow it loud.
Cat people.
say meow? Petting on my pussy like he wanted me to. Do you do what your cat wants you to do? Sure you do. Cause our cats control our actions, they run the system. And our homes really belong to them, we just live with them. Four-story cat tree stands in the corner of the home of the owner, holding a laser pointer. Little bag of catnip fast to attract them, post for the action, attack with the scratching. Acting like a captain as they pace in the place, making biscuits in your lap with their ass in your face. Break, hit the sack, 10-hour cat nap. Beeline makes a beeline for your lap, but when you leave and come home, you're all alone. Kitty's out the cat door, listen for moans. Oh no, 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 by the phone of the dish, the little kitty never licked the liver, chicken, or fish. Leave the ball of yarn all in the yard for the breeding, as all my cat people in here, here in this beat are in heatin'. And we are...
Cat
pounce on a mouse.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. With the little bitty claws on the little kitty paws, get down, round of applause.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. Good God, we're odd, no dogs allowed, but we're proud and we meow it loud.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. Rub them like you love them now, and all my bitchy little kitties say meow. Now, not all cat people belong to the same team, and what I mean is that not all of us are quite what we seem. You see, all of us inside have beating hearts that are warm, but some of us have powers into cats we transform. Under a full moon, or a quarter moon, or a half moon, in a bad mood, with bad breath, yes, cat food. Like werewolves, but wolves are dogs, or cats, so we're sneaking into the fog. And we all got a little pink butt. Now tell me what you think of that. What? Playing with our own cats, as cats, that's the fact. Together, impact, we can track rats, we can play real mean, chase each other up a screen, or a tree, or play sweet and even lick each other clean. Ravenous animals act a little wild, and we do it like humans, kitty style. Fighting and fucking and hunting and sleeping and breeding and eating and killing, and that's what we do when we're kitties. Next morning we're human, we left and we cried, it was better
and
than cats.
We are
show the fangs in your mouth as you pounce on a mouse.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. With the little bitty claws and the little kitty paws, get down with a round of applause.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. Good God, we're odd, no dogs allowed, but we're proud and we meow it loud.
Cat people!
Meow, meow, meow. Rub 'em like you love 'em now, and all my bitchy little kitty say meow. Rub 'em like you love 'em now, and all my bitchy little kitty say meow.
Ah, see? I told it to stop.
Oh, okay.
And then we... Well, fuck it. Let's just mention. So, Schaefer the Dark Lord is at SchaeferTheDarkLord.com.
Is he?
I believe so.
Okay, I hope so.
And you can order his... we should mention the song we just played... Oh, sorry. The song we just played called Cat People is from his CD called Mark of the Beast, which is also an incredibly awesome album.
It's one of the best CDs I own.
It's one of the best CDs I've heard in the past few years, so... we highly recommend Mark of the Beast, and if Mark of the Beast and what I've heard at Nerdapalooza is any indication, Manslaughterer is going to be, you know, pretty darn awesome too.
Yeah, just if you're easily offended, you probably won't enjoy certain tracks, but you know, check them out if you aren't easily offended. Which, if you're friends of ours, you probably aren't.
Yeah. So anyway.
And now it's time for.
News of the Stupid!
Created by Devo Spices at DevoSpice.com, compiled by roving reporter Carrie Whitney, and submitted by fans like you.
Word.
I guess we're stupid to prove it innocent, cause I'm making soda means you're too incriminating.
Yes, okay, first off, an English woman's bank account was frozen after crooks paid £17,000 into it. Amanda Fothergill, 40, from Darlington County, Durham, then got a phone call from a man who told her that she could keep £3,000 of the money if she put £14,000 into his account. Police believe money launderers stole Amanda's details while she was shopping online in May. Abbey Bank, who closed her bank account, now have pledged to reopen it. So, yeah, basically, you know, the guy was probably on the phone like, all right, see, here's what you do. You go to PayPal, you PayPal the money to the Artful Dodger at Fagin.uk. Hello? Oh, bollocks.
Yes, that's one time when you wanted to gain pounds instead of losing pounds.
Uh-huh.
Next story coming up. Out of Hillsboro, Oregon, Police say a bank robbery attempt in Hillsborough failed after a teller told the woman who handed her a threatening note that she couldn't read the handwriting. According to police, a 30-year-old woman walked into Wells Fargo Bank branch and handed a teller a note that said, "Need $300 or I'll kill you. I'm serious." The teller told the woman that she couldn't read the writing. While the woman stepped away to rewrite her note on a bank slip, the teller hit a silent alarm and the bank manager intervened, asking the woman how he could help her. Police and FBI agents soon arrived and arrested the woman. Police say she was under the influence of drugs.
Yes, and the three guys behind her in line, ironically, were Bob Dylan, Ozzy Osbourne, and Boomhauer.
Yes, well, guess this man is just depositing a little checking account. What's the guy I want to go do is take a withdrawal and you put it in stocks and bonds. Hey, let's get that dang old, we got a cashier's check, man. It's just $24, man.
Oh, my turn. A feisty septuagenarian bank teller
gave... In related news...
A feisty septuagenarian bank teller gave a would-be bank robber a piece of her mind, but no money, when he held up a Wachovia branch in Allentown, police said. Teller Helen Roth, 78, was at the counter of the bank when a man walked in and handed her a plastic bag and a note demanding she fill the bag with money. With that, the teller told him to get out, said Allentown Police Captain Daryl Hendricks. The chastened wannabe turned and ran out empty-handed, except for the plastic bag and note. The man was last seen running north on 19th Street, Hendricks said, adding he's probably not going to brag about this to any of his friends.
Yeah. Insert hilarious comment here.
Ha ha! That was hilarious, Gary!
And finally, out of Los Angeles, Costa Mesa firefighters successfully saved a man's penis after extracting the organ from a metal hole used under normal circumstances to fasten a dumbbell weight. Doctors say if the penis had not been freed from the blood-blocking steel grip, the organ would have died. The man had apparently been unable to remove the device from his penis for at least 2 days sought help at Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian in Newport Beach.
Oh, God, baby Jesus, y'all!
Doctors called firefighters after realizing they did not have the proper tools at the hospital to free the organ. At the hospital, firefighters used a saw to break the ring.
No, not my Winky! Oh!
They successfully removed the inch-thick collar-like object after 2 hours. The man reportedly was trying to make his organ longer and was heard to say his desire for increased penis size would make him, quote-unquote, the chief of the tribe.
I heard a sudden death song that said you can make it longer! Demo Spice told me to! Ow!
The man had initially refused medical treatment, but doctors were able to tie the man to a table while the procedure took place. Firefighters said the man was, quote-unquote, a wingnut.
Oh, it's a pun because of things going into holes and then there's tools.
Yeah.
Ow.
Wingnut. Get it? Haha. So that's it for News of the Stupid.
And don't you know how News of the Stupid ends? People are stupid.
And once again, they've proven it.
This has been
News of the Stupid. And thanks again to Carrie Whitney, and I'm so glad we had a chance to keep that segment alive, even though I'm sure we'll have not as many listeners, but yeah. So what's next on the ye oldie agenda?
Well, so obviously we have a new podcast now. So basically most podcasts have like things, you know, recurring things that happen either every week or every so often. So we need to come up with some recurring things that will happen on our show from time to time. So we're going to talk right now about a few of the ideas we've had for recurring recurring segments. And we are also wanting feedback from you, the listeners. If you have any ideas for any kind of recurring segments you'd like on the show, to let us know. You can go to badreport.com, and for each of the episodes that airs, there is a comments area. You can click and leave a comment there. So that would be the best way to let us know what you think and what you what you'd want to suggest or any comments on the show at all. So the first segment is kind of an obvious one for me. If you know me, it would be called What's Luke Plugging Now? Yes.
Crowdwise.
Yes. So that would be basically me plugging all of the stuff I usually plug, you know, when I send off Lukeski updates and such, so that people listening, in case they've missed the, you know, email update, website update, Facebook, Twitter, Live Journal, Mad Music Archive, Rec Music Dementia, if they've missed all the other hundreds of places multiple times on the internet that I've posted stuff.
Luke will plug them, and it will be my job to make sure he keeps it short.
You know, the other day I have to confess though, I was promoting episode, you know, the test episode 000,
right?
And I was doing things, and Facebook has like this kind of new weird interface thing where you used to just be able to post a thing, but now it like you go to post it with a link, and it's like you can post this with a link, and then you click that, and it posts it, but it doesn't change your main status to that. So then you have to post it again without the link for it to work. So Alcav of Soggy Potato Chips made a comment after about the fourth or fifth time it appeared, you know, when I was trying to get that all figured out, and he's like, you know, oh, this is really so much more interesting the fourth time you read it. Five times is even better.
Yeah.
You know, because it's really annoying when people repeat things.
Yeah.
It's really annoying when people repeat things.
People really shouldn't repeat
It's them. Really annoying when people repeat things. It's 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 really annoying when people...
Okay. The part where Luke almost got murdered is over for now.
For now. See, then I would need a button with like dun dun dun.
Yeah, Luke really almost got murdered if we would have done the podcast earlier, like we were planning to, because I'm doing Weight Watchers right now, so I was really, really, really hungry.
We could do a segment called "What's Carrie Eating Now?"
Yeah, I mean, I haven't known hunger the way I do now. In the past, I never have. It's a different experience for me. But I am losing weight so far, so, you know, knock on wood.
Yes.
Carrie knocks on wood, or whatever's available to knock on.
Knock on IKEA.
Another segment we are talking about having is kind of a ripoff of a Shoebox of Worm Quartet's odor news. What shade of pink is Carrie wearing today? So, let's see. I'm not going to count the thing that I'm wearing over top of my main shirt, which is known as the pink thing. For those of you that know me, don't ask how one specific thing got known as the pink thing. But the shade of pink I am wearing today is a light pale pink that came with my MarsCon 2008 t-shirt with Lukeski art on it, with all the artists in little cartoons as video game characters. So light baby pink it is today.
Alrighty. So that's another potential recurring segment. What shade of pink is Carrie wearing today? We have another idea for a segment called Let's Call Ken.
And let's try this again. We have another idea for a segment called
Let's Call Ken.
So hopefully in the next 30 seconds we'll think of something really random to ask Ken.
I'm going to have to put him on my speed dial if we're going to make this a regular segment.
I better not say his number out loud on a podcast. That would probably be bad. So I'll just let you find it.
Okay. Should I do home or mobile?
Mobile to start off with.
All right.
Because the home could be answered by any of the Sherlocks. The tension. It builds. Will he answer? Won't he?
Oh my God. Hello.
Hey, Ken, it's Luke.
You want? Let me hold on a minute.
Sure.
Let me just stop what I was doing. Oh, Christ, hold on.
He was masturbating.
Hang on, let me just. Stupid thing won't work. There you go. Hey, what's up?
Well, me and Carrie are in the middle of recording our first episode of the podcast, Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport.
And you're on.
Yeah, you're on the show.
I'm on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're discussing what potential new segments we're going to come up with to be recurring segments on the show. And we've decided one of the segments is going to be called
Let's Call Ken.
So we're calling you. Be insightful, funny, and hilarious. On 3, 2, One.
talk about your disappointment with local sports teams.
Yeah, because we can't offer any insight on sports, so.
Oh, well, yeah, well, if you're looking for insight on sports, I am definitely the person you need to speak to on that.
So, I haven't been paying attention. How did the Cubs and the Sox do at the end of this season?
Well, exactly as I said, either both teams, Cubs won 83 games, the Sox won 79, neither team made the playoffs.
Ah.
As if you read my website, My Not So Normal World, I actually stated that in March.
Is that notsonormalworld.blogspot.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, alrighty then.
Or just Google that phrase.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great blog.
Well, cool. Well, thank you very much, Ken. I'm sure we'll be calling you, asking for your insight in the future.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for, I'll be ready to take the phone call whenever you need it.
All right, and hey, why don't you remind people when your show is on Dementia Radio?
Oh, of course, yeah. I broadcast live from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time Thursday evenings. Man Animals on Dementia Radio.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Talk to you later.
Deal with
it. Okay, talk to you later, Luke. Bye-bye. Gary.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
That would be at DementiaRadio.org, and immediately following Man on the Loose is my show, Dementia Revolution, which is returning for actual live DJ'd episodes.
As of this Thursday,
As of this Thursday, yep. I have my big Nerdcore show coming up, so yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could listen.
Yeah, I've been pondering how I wanted to see if I could get a recording of that show for you, because it's full of music that I really want you to hear.
Yeah, I really do need to listen, although last time my husband recorded a show for me, he never got me the file so that I could listen to it. Ken, aka Madman, is my best friend, and he lives in this area, so perhaps someday we'll be able to ask Ken things live and in person, but for now we'll have the Let's Call Ken segment. I think we pretty much agreed that we're going to definitely have that segment. It's not a if, you know, maybe kind of thing.
Yeah, but it could happen at any time.
Yeah, it may. I would not say it will happen for every episode, because we want it to be more unexpected,
yeah.
If possible. So we can catch him masturbating like we just did. This thing won't work.
It makes me think of the News of the Stupid article we had before.
Yes.
So, okay, which one should we do next?
We pick one.
All right, well, I thought of an idea for a segment called Luke Picks a Fight, in which I say things to intentionally get under Carrie's skin so that she'll get all upset and then, you know, start talking about something at great length. And the subtext to it is, you know, I'm trying to actually, like, spurn real discussion and, you know, talk about something that could be interesting and be multifaceted.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the surface, it's just me trying to piss her off.
You can take lessons from my husband on, you know, saying things to intentionally piss me off, because my husband does that on a daily basis. I love you, honey.
So, for example, if I were to say, what's so great about the Beatles? And then Carrie would make that sighing noise, and then would come about 37 straight minutes of her telling me of what a, you know, unappreciative, you know, Gen X slacker I am to not know the 500 awesome things about Paul McCartney and the other three guys.
But we're at the 54 minute mark, meaning the 10 minute mark was 44 minutes ago.
I kind of wish they would stop doing that on their show.
No, I appreciate it, because it really absolutely, the more they do it, the less it makes sense, which is why I like it.
Oh, okay.
All
right, and then the last idea we had written in our list here is based on something I had been doing on my live journal.
And something you've been doing in your life for a long time, even before live journal.
Yeah. Something that I called True Tales of Ignorance from the Caricature Stand. I, as well as being a comedy music performer at sci-fi conventions and other venues across the Midwest, when I'm not doing that, I am drawing caricatures, either at party gigs or most often at an indoor water park in Gurnee, Illinois. Sometimes interesting things happen there that get under my skin, or I just kind of feel are a bit unintelligent behavior, let's just say.
And
or,
the segment is called?
True Tales of Ignorance from the Caricature Stand.
Yay.
Didn't I already say that?
I didn't think you did, but I'm old. I have a bad memory.
So we
can make it a Luke and Carrie segment by Carrie can share Carrie being me. Can share tales of ignorance or weirdos or whatever from the CTA, meaning the Chicago Transit Authority, meaning I ride the bus and the trains and I see a lot of weird people. In fact, I have two really great short stories that I can tell. So
okay.
I'll tell one of the one of those and then you can tell your one that you were going to tell about the caricature stand.
Right.
And then I'll go back and tell my other one. So I did mention this on Twitter. I think I mentioned both of them on Twitter, but I'm going to mention them here because I have more than 140 characters. Well, last week I saw a very interesting woman running for the train. She was thin, young, blonde, but she was an adult. She kind of looked like, you know, really pretty, like she could be a model or a part-time model, as Flight of the Conchords fans would say. She was wearing pink pajamas, carrying childlike objects such as a green and pink plush teddy bear and a Tootsie Roll lunchbox that I suspect she used as her purse. And when she realized the train wasn't going to wait for her, she stuck out her tongue instead of flipping at the bird. So basically I saw what I would call an adult child or an adult baby, which was hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, your tale from the character stand.
This type of situation has happened, you know, many times in the past, but it just really seemed to accentuate it this past weekend. I was drawing two women together who claimed to be sisters. One looked like she was in her, you know, late 50s or 60s. The other one looked to be in her late 30s or 40s, where, you know, they could possibly be sisters, but one looked young and one looked old.
Okay.
Not like super old lady old, but like old enough where she had wrinkles all over her face when she smiled. There were like, you know, the creases, the eye lines, all that stuff. It's like she was very wrinkly and her hair was like this long, bright red and, you know, really frizzy kind of, you know, just, you know, frizz, like you would just draw it as like a squiggly line, you know, down one side. So blah, 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 blah. The other girl was very young, didn't have any wrinkles on her face, and had flat, you know, kind of blonde hair, kind of a short haircut, but, you know, very like straight lines, you know, that would be her hair. So I get done drawing the two of them with bikini bodies and stuff, and I turn around and, you know, I draw them, you know, as I look up, I see them and I draw them the way I see them. So the lady on the left is on the left, the lady on the right is on the right, and then I put their names down right by each person's drawing. So then I get done, I show it to them, they both start laughing a lot, and then the younger one looks at it and says, "Which one is me? Which one is you?" Okay, first of all, you know, I drew, it's freaking, why would I draw you on opposite sides of the page if... that would just make it harder. Second of all, your names are next to each one of you two. Third of all, you look like freaking, you know, Katherine Heigl, and she looks like, you know, Peg Bundy in 80 years. It's like, what the fuck? You can't tell from the way this is drawn which one is you and which one is her. I mean, it's just... I actually said to her something along those lines, like, you honestly can't tell which one of these is supposed to be you.
And she said what?
I think she just kept laughing and maybe realized that it was a dumb thing to ask.
Okay.
But it just made me want to punch her. I want to often punch and strangle and shoot people at my job for being, you know, as ignorant as they are.
Hopefully, instead of killing, you can make people laugh on the podcast. Finally, I wanted to share about something that happened like 2 weeks ago on the Blue Line in Chicagoland. I got on the train. I sat down. Across from me, I could see from my peripheral vision a young man sitting down. And basically, instead of facing forward, he faced like complete side saddle like he was staring at me. My typical reaction is to not make eye contact and completely ignore him, which is what I did. So I'm reading my paper. I eventually forget that he's even there. One stop later, as we're pulling into the station, he taps me on the shoulder and he says, "Excuse me." And I turn to look at him and he's a young guy, I'd guess maybe, you know, 20-ish, maybe younger. I have my hands in my pockets at this point. He doesn't see my wedding rings. And he's kind of cute. He's also obviously nerdy. And he says, has anyone ever told you that you are a very attractive woman? And I said, yeah. And then he got up and ran off the train since we were in the station. And it was like pretty much the most hysterical thing that had happened to me in a really long time. And I got the simultaneous joy of crushing a random person's ego and having my ego boosted. So that was an amazing moment.
I can just picture him going home and like, dear journal, I talked to her today. Tomorrow I'll bring my macaroni art sculpture of her and present it.
I mean, it was so fucking random. I mean, you know, what am I going to say? Yes, I mean, okay, that day I was wearing my nerdy glasses, my purple glasses, which some I'd switch off between my glasses and my contacts. And, you know, I guess because I was wearing nerdy glasses, I guess he assumed that no one had ever told me in my entire life the beautiful woman that was behind those glasses. And I hated to have to break it to him, but yeah, I have been
told
that before.
And we're repaying him by making fun of him.
Yes.
So
wherever you are, thank you for brightening my day. You are awesome and you rock. So now what do we do? Do we segue to the ending of the show?
I guess so. We should first of all thank everyone for tuning in. Downloading is just tuning in.
You successfully downloaded this podcast, as Dan Savage used to say.
Or they clicked on the listen to link at the site and just listened to it directly from the page, because yes, that's an option as well.
Yes.
And the last I checked, there was like 54 people who had listened to episode 000. So
I'm successfully leeching off your fan base.
Yes.
Thank you, 54 people. I love you.
So, you know, hopefully it'll grow. You know, people can start spreading the word about this show if people find it remotely interesting and think, hey, other people might like this, you know.
And I'm hoping that we continue to do it even if people don't like it.
Yes.
Because I like doing it.
Yes. And so because I'm trying to keep, you know, obviously this show is not meant to be any kind of, you know, replacement for Manic Mondays in a direct sense, but in my mind I still feel like we should be trying to fit in at least, you know, 3 songs per show, so that
of comedy music.
Yeah, of comedy music, so that we can, you know, keep it, you know, keep representing for the comedy music world. So
even though we are only once every other week roughly,
yeah,
just so you guys know.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this every 2 weeks roughly, and there's no specific day of the week this is going to be coming out. It'll just be coming out as we have the time to work it into our schedules.
Yep.
So but you know, of course if you're signed up for all of, you know, my usual internet alert systems, you know, when there's a new episode, you'll
this
know.
Or if you're of spam.
Yeah, or if you're subscribed, it'll just automatically upload and it'll magically be there for you.
Yes.
But the point is, we wanted to work in 3 songs per show, but we figured we'd do it, do the third song in the style of Paul and Storm's podcast, where they will often have a song at the end of their show. They'll say goodnight, fade out, and then they'll play a song for people who want to hear it. So if you want to hear the song, you can hear it. And if you don't want to hear the song, you can just end the podcast right there.
And the ending song is a loving tribute to my husband.
Yes.
I didn't write or record, but we're including it because
we're dedicating it to him.
Yes.
Because he did me a favor this evening by running out and doing an errand. That would have taken up a lot of time and gas and
yes,
effort for me to do tomorrow, but he's taking care of it for me tonight. So when I go drop carry off at home, it'll have saved me some.
Yes. So yeah, stay tuned for the Rhythm Rockets after the outro music.
Yes, you know, with our dedication to Mr.
Josh
Racy. So yeah, as we said before, the website is badrapport.com, BADRAPPORT.com. My website is thegreatlukeski.com.
And I don't really have a website, but there's a MySpace page you can be redirected to currently at carriedalby.com, and I'll eventually have my own website.
And we both have our own pages at thefump.com.
Yes.
All of which are linked from badrapport.com. So once again, please give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. You can do that by posting comments at the At the page of this episode over at badreport.com.
And for those of you who are actually still listening and intend to keep listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes. And as we said before, if you have any feedback on the recurring segments that we may be doing, let us know what you thought of our suggestions. Let us know if you have any of your own suggestions. And if you have any other questions or comments you want us to reply to on the show, like we said, leave a comment for this episode at badreport.com, and we'll get to them in our next episode.
Yes, and we'll eventually have other ways for you to leave feedback. But thanks, guys. We love you.
So this has been episode 1 of Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport.
Bad Rapport.
This is episode 1 of Lucas Carey's Bad Rapport. Yes.
R-A-P-P-P-O-R. Okay. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Woot.
Housework
and my